Beautiful day. Oh, there's going to be a little rain here and there, but it's going to be like 60 degrees again. Yeah, yesterday was like spring, and it really is spring. It's going to be the end of daylight saving time. We go on daylight saving time this weekend, and then the week after that, it's officially spring. Got through the winter. Might be a little drop or two of snow on Friday, but that's about it for the whole winter. So we got lots to get to. It's Super Tuesday tonight. The Democrats, the voters, are leaning Bernie. Bernie's in the lead, but the powers that be and the Democratic Party is the party of big donors, big money, big corporate interest.
The establishment in this country, the economic establishment and the political establishment, are becoming very nervous.
Yes, very nervous. So they are stepping in. The big money donors that control the Democratic world have stepped in. They have arranged for Pete Buttigieg to get out. They have arranged for Amy Klobuchar to get out. Never in the history of any of this stuff does anybody drop out the day before the primary. The day after people drop out, when it's obviously we're wiped out, but nobody has ever dropped. Why would you drop out? You spent all this money, raised all this money, spent all this money, did all this work for these primaries, and it's tonight. You wait and see what happens. So it is unheard of to drop out the day before. So it was arranged for them to drop out, not only drop out, but to endorse Joe Biden. So the big money donors want Biden. They were kind of looking towards Mike. So it's really Mike Bloomberg is responsible for all of this, because they know Biden is a crazy old man bumping into walls, doesn't know where he is. There's not even a great chance that he'll live to November, let alone get himself elected. So they were looking at Mike. They said, well, we'll go with this. Here's a better version of Biden. Mike Bloomberg gives the worst debate performance ever in the history of the world. The most embarrassing debate performance. It's just unbelievable. So they know there's no way on earth this guy could ever be the candidate. And then by the second debate, with nothing but working day and night to improve his debating skills, it was still bad. As the New York Times called it, it was just a slower train wreck. So he's got absolutely no ability in a debate. So it's not, you can't have him be the candidate. In the end, it all comes down to three presidential debates. Bloomberg, the worst debater on earth, a total stiff. Have you ever had anybody worse than Bloomberg as a speaker? Listen to this. Let's play this again. Let's just play this every hour. He's appearing at AIPAC, the big Jewish conference, to talk about Israel. And they've written him some jokes. Now, compare this to Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon delivering a monologue. This is Bloomberg delivering a monologue.
I've always believed that you should meet with people who may disagree with you and listen to them. That's how I've always led. But there's one thing I know about Jewish people, is that we don't agree on anything.
Ah, the delivery of that. We don't agree on anything. He's just overread that line. And then and he's thinking to himself, you know, it's a big Jewish AIPAC conference. I'll make fun of Jews. That's a good opening. Now, listen to this. Have you ever heard the name Jerry Seinfeld? You've heard this name, Jerry Seinfeld. Do you know anybody that doesn't know this name? Listen to this.
We can't even agree on who's the funniest New Yorker. Jerry Seinfeld?
When was the last time you heard? Even Joe Biden gets that name right. Jerry Seinfeld?
Larry David? Or me?
I guarantee when they showed him this, this guy is so out of touch. I guarantee he said to them, who are these people? And they explained to him who Jerry Seinfeld is. And then he said, Larry David, who is this? And then they explained, he still didn't get it. Now, he's out. Think about this. Biden, with his Alzheimer's and dementia, they'll figure, you know what, let's go with him. He'll be safer in a debate than this Bloomberg. Listen to Biden last night.
Tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want to thank you all. I tell you what, I'm rushing ahead, aren't I? Tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday, and I want
to... Okay, you're saying to yourself, I made a mistake of the day. Anybody could do that. 572 times a month? He does this all the time. Last week he said, I'm running for Senate. He doesn't know where he is. He's bumping into walls. But as Donald Trump pointed out, this is what the donors want. You might say to yourself, well, don't the donors see that this guy is? He's got dementia. He can't run. This is perfect. This is their dream. You know, they always wanted a Jeb Bush, a Hillary Clinton, because they'll play ball with him. You know, they'll do whatever they need. This is even better. The guy is totally out of it. He's like the Godfather at the end of the movie. Remember, he says, hey, check with the phone, man. Pop, I already did that. Oh, yeah. This is perfect. He'll sign whatever they want, do whatever they want. Hunter will have 50 jobs. Now, the other thing that's going to happen, you're going to start to see hearings on Capitol Hill in the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, where they'll start to look into the Hunter Biden matter. They're starting to issue subpoenas for witnesses. Now, the two reasons you do this, one is you really bring out the corrupt, the Biden family, totally corrupt. It's not just Hunter, but he's got two brothers on the payroll with government contracts, billions of dollars. You start bringing this stuff out, it's pretty obvious how corrupt all this is. It's legal, but it's still corrupt as hell. And at some point, they're going to get Hunter Biden under oath. He's going to have to take the Fifth Amendment. Because the questions will be, how did you get this job? And here's the questions he can't answer. What exactly did you do for Burisma? Could you just go in detail through the work you did for them, which he can't? How often did you actually visit the office or go there or do anything? He never went there. He never even set foot in the Ukraine at any time while he was working for Burisma. So also, that China meeting where they handed him a check for $1 billion, he can't answer any questions about that. So he'll take the Fifth. It's going to be embarrassing for Joe Biden. Now, here's the chant. All the audience, let's go, Joe. And Joe's going, who's Joe? No, wait a minute.
You know the thing.
Oh, that's the other one. Now, that's another thing where he just went nuts. Listen, he's trying. Here's the first part.
Tomorrow's Superstar Tuesday.
Okay, that's bad enough. He's going to quote the famous old saying. Now, listen to this. He's going to quote the famous old saying.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
This is going to be your nominee. You're going to send this guy into three debates with Donald Trump. And you're going to say to him, if Trump says that, you say the old quote. Here's the old quote. You just say this. Okay. Now he gets out there.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Okay, if you're going to get lost, all men are created what? If this was on a game show, if you were writing game show questions and you submitted this, all men are created, obviously it's equal. Who doesn't know that? A two-year-old knows that. The game show producer would say, you can't have this question. It's too easy. Anybody, all men are created, too easy. Watch it stump this guy.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Okay, he doesn't know this. Where's that from? The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution? Guy is the Vice President of the United States for 8 years. He's a senator. Shouldn't he know this phrase?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Okay, you big donor Democrats, go with him. I love that. Well, he's electable. He's moderate. He's middle of the road. He's electable.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
You know what he's going to do. You know Donald Trump has got all this stuff. You're saying, well, anybody can. You're the Vice President of the United States. You're supposed to know the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. You're supposed to memorize it. You can't finish that sentence. You know they're going to just cut 50 of these together and run these as commercials. You can't say, anybody can make a mistake. Nobody can make this many mistakes back to back to back in a commercial. You see that Bloomberg? I think Bloomberg has a big problem. He spent $700 million so far. Sunday night, how much was that? $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, whatever the hell he spent to buy 3 minutes of time on the network Sunday night at 9 o'clock to run a special three-minute video. He was so embarrassing on that video. First of all, he's the world's worst speaker. Nobody can listen to this guy for 30 seconds without falling asleep. The whole three-minute video is about coronavirus. Can you imagine the world's most boring speaker discussing a virus for 3 minutes? But everybody was looking at this stunned. He had, I think I have it up on, it's on my Twitter if you want to look at it. He had an Oval Office built. He had them build like an Oval Office-looking set. And he's standing there, so it looks like he's the president in the Oval Office. But look at the picture. He obviously had to get these little tiny short flags behind him, so he looks taller than the flags. They had little furniture made. It's a little mini Oval Office. It looks ridiculous. What a silly guy building this fake Oval Office to stand there. So when you look at it, you think, oh, he's like a president. Look at that. He's going, oh, he's got two flags. He's got a desk like an Oval Office desk. And they even got a window. It looks like the same view you'd see out of the White House window. It's absolutely ridiculous. So tonight is Super Tuesday. It's 14 states. It's about 1,300 delegates. This is half the race right here tonight. They've gotten everybody out of the race. Now, here's the other thing. In a lot of these big, the biggest states, California, Texas, millions of these votes are absentee ballots and early voting where they mail it in. Now, they never tell you this, but the truth is with absentee ballots and early voting, most of the time they never actually count them. They don't really count absentee, never, unless it becomes a real close race where it's like a 600, 800 vote different. Then they have to actually count these. That's why it always takes so long. They're not used to actually counting this stuff. Usually they don't even bother. So we'll see tonight. Well, we won't see tonight. We'll see some states tonight, the big ones, California, and probably Texas, especially California. You're going to have to wait. It won't be till Wednesday. It might even be a couple days before they get a total in California. And these are not these winner-take-all states. It can be split up. But it'll be very interesting. The whole race will change about 36 hours from now when we know a lot of these results. Hey, a lot of people are asking, what is Rosie O'Donnell doing with Michael Cohen, the guy who worked occasionally for Donald Trump? He's in jail now, this Michael Cohen. As you can imagine, nobody on earth hates Donald Trump more than Rosie O'Donnell. He has been in a legendary feud with her for years, even before he was president. And you remember the first debate, the first question was Megyn Kelly, that evil, awful Megyn Kelly, takes a kill shot right at Trump's head and brings up these quotes. You've said this about women. Remember he said, only Rosie O'Donnell, and the audience roars with laughter. Well, Rosie O'Donnell said she was watching the debate with her kids. She was mortified, horrified, stunned. She hates Donald Trump so much. So, like a lot of liberals, they think they can use this Michael Cohen. Remember they tried to have him testify on Capitol Hill? Nadler kept putting him on the witness stand for 10 hours at a time. This Michael Cohen knows nothing about anything. He didn't even really work at the Trump Organization. He was a very part-time employee. He came in like 2 days a week. He actually worked on other things, his law firm. He had his own law firm. He worked at a law firm. He had a taxi cab business. He had a real estate business. But occasionally he would come into the Trump office. And he wasn't Donald Trump's lawyer. That's a big myth. Donald Trump has the best lawyers in the world. Mark Kasowitz, I can name a whole bunch of them. Those are the lawyers. But like a lot of billionaires, you got one little schmucky guy who has he's a lawyer, but you don't use him on your real cases. And what you use him for is little stupid stuff. If you got to pay off a stripper, if you got to write a college a letter saying, don't release my trans, you get this guy in to write the letter. Reason you don't give that to the law firm, let's say you're paying off Stormy Daniels, $125,000. You have this little guy do it, because if you gave it to the real law firm, 62 people work on this, and you'll get a bill for $180,000 for the legal work by the time they're done. So for the little things, you give this guy $75,000 a year, and he comes in 2 days a week and writes these letters. That's all Michael Cohen is. So Rosie O'Donnell is putting up a ton of money to finance his books, his movies, whatever he wants to do. This is going absolutely no place. Remember, if he had anything he could give up on Donald Trump, he would have done that way back when to get a lighter sentence. So he didn't have anything. You see this Barbara Streisand article she's written about, we've got to stop Trump. We cannot go on like this. It's too dangerous. I could see you 2 months into the presidency saying that. But it's about 4 years now. What is so dangerous? He did pretty well against China, pretty well against Iran. We've got more peace now than we had under any other president. You know, even with Obama, there were conflicts here. He's pretty much wiped out ISIS. The economy, he's been great. Jobs, he's been great. Hey, another thing he doesn't get credit for, this coronavirus stuff shut down the whole supply chain of China, crippling a lot of industries. You remember it was Donald Trump who over the last 3 years moved a lot of manufacturing back to the United States. And that saved a lot of the supply chain for a lot of companies. It's one reason a lot of companies were able to keep going. Also, you got the companies working on the stuff here, the mask production, working on the vaccine for the virus. It's only because we brought a lot of manufacturing back here we can get this stuff done. And it's only because we got rid of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of useless regulations that we can move this fast on a lot of stuff. Hey, we'll take some calls in a minute. 800-321-0710 is the number. Bill O'Reilly will be with us in a few moments. Hey, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there. Now, for all you think Biden, what a candidate. Oh, he's electable. Watch this video. He had three other presidential campaigns, and that's when he was young and alert and sharp. He bungled up each of them. Watch this video. Also, take a look at Bernie Sanders a few years ago when he's explaining that it's good to wait in a bread line for food. That's a good way to get your food. And also watch this amazingly restored video. It's actually film, where you can actually take a walk around New York City in 1911. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Barbara Streisand's got a big mouth. She talks about how she put weight on because of the Don. She blames everything on Don. You know. She was on a major concert with Barry Gibb. Nobody ever pokes at her. The only person she showed in the audience was Jeffrey Epstein, you know, and his girlfriend. I mean, nobody ever points to the liberals. They're such scum. I'm sorry. Sorry for his Carson Mark.
Barbara Streisand? Oh, but she's such a wonderful woman. You ever talk to that husband of hers? What's his name? James Brolin. Not the brightest guy in the world. I remember doing a show one morning where he was the guest. I forget what he was plugging, some new movie. And it was 9/11 that day. So he called in and he said, "Happy 9/11, you guys in New York." I said, you don't mean a happy 9/11. And he wasn't trying to be rude. He just didn't know. He's just a dumb guy. He's got an IQ like 85 or 90 maybe. So he goes, "Well, you're in New York, right? It's happy 9/11, happy." And I had to keep telling him, stop saying that. And I kept bleeping him, and he wouldn't stop saying it. Let's go to Tom in Long Island. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Mark. Listen, I have a question for you.
Yes.
This is an oldie. Who was the famous talk show host on television that walked off the show and let the announcer finish the program for him, and he never went back? Do you remember who that was?
Well, you had famous walk-offs in TV history from Jack Parr to Joey Bishop.
You got it. Oh. That's it, Jack Parr.
What do you mean he never came back? He came back.
No, I thought Steve Allen replaced him. Didn't see.
What are you, Joe Biden? No. No. Steve Allen created The Tonight Show. Jack Parr came later. He walked off.
And he came back
years later. Anyway, thanks for taking us down memory lane there. For calling from the Joe Franklin home for the whatever. This is like Joe Biden. And as Biden said,
"We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Oh, God. Let's go to Dennis in Pennsylvania. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Mark. Hey, the media seems not to want to put these people on who are already better from this virus, this cold. You know, it's only the old and getting, you know, dying from this.
Yeah, let me just give you a statistic. This is a very important statistic. More people have been killed. More people have died in New York State from the bail reform policy than from coronavirus. So just remember that. People are asking, well, when is the next Democratic debate? I don't think you might not see another Democratic debate. There's one on the schedule, just a date, but nothing is filled in. There's no network, no sponsor, no play, no anything. And I have a feeling that they pushed everybody out. Who do you got? You got Bloomberg, Biden. Can you see that debate? Nobody'd win. Who else is there? Oh, Warren, of course. So you got Warren, and Bloomberg's not going in any debate with Elizabeth Warren again. He's afraid of this woman. But Warren is now on the payroll. She's being financed to stay in there and screw up Bernie. So, yeah, you'd have Bernie, Warren, Bloomberg, and Biden would get slaughtered. So you got four people. Don't be surprised if you don't see another debate. Let's go to Maria in Westchester. Hey, Maria.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good. How you doing? Where are you in Westchester?
All right. In Tarrytown.
Oh, I love Tarrytown. That's beautiful there.
Right along the water. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great place to walk. Anyway, sometimes I hear on these chanting routines, instead of saying, let's go, Joe, I'm like substituting it in my head and say, in hearing, quid pro, Joe.
Oh, I like that. Quid pro, Joe. Yeah. Well, they should be chanting, wake up, Joe. Wake up, Joe.
Probably.
Now, Donald Trump was asked about all this conspiracy where the Democratic powers that be arranged for Biden and Klobuchar to get out.
Probably they'll say, hey, look, if I win, I'll put you in the administration. That's called quid pro quo, right? Quid pro quo. And they probably said, hey, listen, if I win, I'll give you an endorsement, but will you take me in the administration? Now, I'm sure nothing like that has ever happened, right?
Yeah, quid pro Joe is the new slogan. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn. Hey, Judy.
Hi, Mark. Listen, Barbara Streisand, I have a message for her and her ilk and the whole Holly weirdo bunch of arrogant piece of nobodies. I mean, you think she could sing, so then she has something to say. She promised to leave the country. I'm still waiting for her and everyone else. Take her big mouth and her big schnozola and get out of this country if you don't like it. Sorry, you can't jump around.
Oh, let Barbara Streisand enjoy herself. You know, you get to be a big star. You talk. It's one of the joys of being a big star or, you know, being wealthy. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can talk about stuff you know nothing about. It's like this Bill Gates article. Everybody's quoting Bill Gates on the coronavirus, how serious it is. What the hell would Bill Gates know about any medical issue or a virus? He's not a doctor. He has no expertise on this. He's not a medical guy. And speaking of Hollywood, Jim Lipton. I love that guy. James Lipton. He died yesterday. Now, listen, I'll tell you something about this guy. I used to go out with him all the time. This guy would eat anything. He had the unhealthiest diet. I never saw anybody eat so much. He lived to be 93. He was healthy as can be until 93. A lot of this stuff is genetic. I've seen other people who eat nothing but kale and carrots, and they've gone at 67. So, listen, you never know. Nicholas Sandman. That's the kid with the MAGA hat. Remember the Indian, the worst drummer in the history of the world, who turned out to be, a fake Stolen Valor, fake Vietnam vet. And the networks doctored the video to make it look like Sandman was harassing this guy when it was absolutely the other way around. This old guy tormenting a high school kid. Well, Sandman's got a great lawyer. This guy had went after the Washington Post, went after every. He's already gotten a huge settlement. And next on the list, ABC, CBS, New York Times, Gannett, and Rolling Stone. You're all getting sued next. Nobody, not one of these organizations will dare go into a courtroom. They will make massive settlements with Sandman. Sandman is going to be wealthier than Michael Bloomberg by the end of the year. Maybe he'll run. When we come back, Bill O'Reilly will be with us next. Let's see what he thinks about all of this stuff. Coming up next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Noam Layden.
Mark, another person has the coronavirus here in New York, and two schools are shut down today because of it.
Lives in Westchester, works in Manhattan, has been with his family in Westchester. So we are now going through possible connections.
That's Governor Cuomo. The unnamed 50-year-old does not have any connection to areas experiencing a coronavirus outbreak. The Jewish day schools where his kids go have been shut today. Voters casting ballots 14 states on this Super Tuesday. Senator Bernie Sanders leading in the biggest states. Pundits interested to see how Joe Biden does after three other moderate candidates suspended their campaigns and endorsed him. And at least 9 people dead after tornadoes hit the Nashville area early this morning. 40 buildings, rather, have collapsed. The tornadoes touched down just after midnight. Your next update comes noon. Breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 till 10 tomorrow. I'm Noam Layden on 710 WOR and NBC News Radio Station.
Rain chances increasing here through the afternoon, up to 60 for a high today. The rains are going to fade away this evening. The sky's clearing overnight tonight, low 44. Abundant sunshine for tomorrow with a high 54. Thursday, sunny skies in the forecast, 52. Showers return on Friday. Friday's high, 47. Party cloudy this hour, 59 at WOR.
I can't quite figure out, and you know me, I'm a big mouth, but I can't figure out why Hispanic Americans are supporting Sanders. I really don't get that at all. I know why African Americans don't, but I don't know why Hispanics do. So that's the wild card in Texas, where the Hispanic voters will come out big for Bernie, and that would mean Bernie gets Texas and California, the two big ones, and then he can ride the media hysteria the rest of the week. Bloomberg, I don't see him having a lot of strength anywhere. You know, he had a chance, but he didn't impress the public in his debate performances.
No.
There's only so much you can do with the commercials. So I see him as running a poor third. Sanders will win. Biden will be in the middle.
So if Bloomberg came to you and said, as a great TV host, as a great performer on stage, give me some pointers, what would you tell him?
Hard, because he's not naturally
no.
an extrovert. See, the advantage Trump has is that he's a showman. And to some extent, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were showmen as well, not in the Trump class. But Bloomberg never thinks about that. It's not anything he's interested in. You know, he's what they call a technocrat. He runs on, well, I can do this, I can do that, and some of the things he can do. But, you know, in this day and age with social media and craziness everywhere, you really need to get people's attention in a positive way. And I don't know how you do that with him. Doesn't have much of a sense of humor. A little dry wit now and then, but, you know, not a laugh-a-minute guy. Not a lot of empathy for the folks, you know, not... kind of Oprah-esque. We don't really see that.
You are being so diplomatic about this.
No, but he doesn't show emotion. That's the bottom line. You know, if it were me on stage being attacked by Elizabeth Warren, I would have taken her apart. And absolutely I'd have taken her apart. You know, well, you got some nerve, lady. I mean, you made your whole career on a lie. You were a Native American. I mean, and you're questioning me? What is that hard to do? I don't think Bloomberg is the cojones to do that.
No. So the good thing about him, he kind of, even though you don't have a yacht or a plane or you get jealous, you think he shows you all the things money can't buy, all the natural gifts you have that he can't buy.
Yeah, if you want to be in a leadership position in America, unfortunately, and I mean that, you have to be part showman.
Yeah.
Part carnival barker. Come on in. Take a look at me. You just can't be an intellect anymore. I mean, Woodrow Wilson would not have a chance in this day and age.
Hey, what about all the DNC power brokers all getting together? We're gonna get this for Biden. Don't they look at him and say he's bumping into walls? He doesn't know what day it is. Doesn't this bother them?
Anything better than Bernie. It's not that they're enamored with Biden, but they're just going anything better. Look, Bernie Sanders, as we've discussed on this program, on your program, is dangerous. And any thinking American has to know that. You saw what happened to the stock market when some people are sneezing. You saw it. You magnify that 50 times by a Bernie Sanders presidency. Wiped out all your 401ks, your college fund, your futures, and you are totally dependent on the federal government. Is there anyone listening to you right now, Mark, that wants to be totally dependent on the federal government? Anyone at all?
No.
Yet people are too stupid, and I mean that literally. I'm not being condescending. If you are a Bernie Sanders supporter, you are stupid, okay? Because you are giving up your freedom. The federal government is not looking out for you. It never has. It never will. If you want free health care, fine. Go to a VA hospital and check that out.
Yeah. So,
all right? So, you know, I'm at the point now where I almost sympathize with the pinheads who are running the Democratic Party in the sense that they understand the danger, not just to their party, but to themselves, Because they're not going to be immune from the stock market crash and the Great Depression of 2022. They're not going to be immune from that. And that's what would absolutely happen if Bernie Sanders ever gets power in this country.
But is it so much that they understand the danger, or they understand that they'll be out of business, these big donors, and with Biden?
I think they loathe Donald Trump. They hate him. They want him out of there. They're willing to do anything to get him out of there. And at this point, anything is Joe Biden.
Yeah. Hey, you can order Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing Crazy Horse. The Killing series is the most successful book series of our lifetime. Killing Crazy Horse. And people can pre-order it, right? Just go to Amazon? Or
Yeah. I mean, it's doing pretty well in pre-order. We'll jack up the promotion come April. It's May 12th release. I want to tell everybody I'll be live tonight on BillO'Reilly.com for everybody, not just premium members. And if you would like a little honest analysis that might be refreshing on television, check us out. We're not going to waste your time. We'll get right to it. 9 on BillO'Reilly.com. We'll have a live Super Tuesday presentation.
Oh, that's good. Hey, California, the polls, by the time they close here, it's midnight, and it's a lot of absentee ballots. We might not know for days. And Bernie Sanders will probably win. So you think they might hide these votes for a few days? Until they're...
No, I don't believe in any of that conspiracy stuff. I you know, it's all electronic now. It goes on in. They'll know by exit polling early in the evening what California looks like. The networks don't announce exit polling, but it will leak. I should know by 9 o'clock how big the Sanders win is going to be in California. California is an interesting place because it is so far left now, it can't come back. And New York's, you know, trying to catch up. But California will go for Sanders because many, many voters in California simply don't believe they have any hope and they want to be supported. And that's why they're going for Sanders.
Hey, so now Bloomberg spent $500-600 million on the Super Tuesday stuff. If he doesn't do well, if he just gets
He's in it to the end. Elizabeth Warren's the one who'll probably get out, even though she has money. I mean, how much more can Elizabeth Warren go when people just don't like her? It's like Stuart Smalley, right?
Whatever happened to him?
Elizabeth, you know, Elizabeth has no delegates, or maybe she has four. They don't like you because you're unlikable. You're never going to be likable, and you're a fraud. So she'll get out. That'll help Bernie. That's why she wasn't pushed out now, because, as you mentioned, the Democratic establishment doesn't want to help Bernie, so they'll stay in, Elizabeth. You'll siphon off some votes from him. But she should get out. But Bloomberg, I think, will stay in to the end because he just wants to hurt Trump. He just wants to pound Trump. But at this point, I don't think Michael Bloomberg has any shot at all. Do you?
Yeah. Well, what do you mean he pounds? Every time he takes a swing at Trump, Trump hits him 9 times right in the face.
No, I know that, but Bloomberg is trying to appeal to independents and say, you know, this guy don't do it. I can't, you know, it's hard because if it is Bernie Sanders, so what's Bloomberg going to do? Say, yeah, I want Bernie, so he's going to seize 4 of my homes? You know, the wealth tax on Bloomberg would be billions of dollars every year. Every year he'd have to fork it over. So, I mean, what's Bloomberg going to do? It's really interesting. So, yeah, Bloomberg is the guy that we really don't know what's going to happen. Everybody else, although Biden, if he does well tonight, if he can possibly win Texas, that's the big one. If Biden could just beat him by a little bit, everything will turn around then. The whole thing will turn around if he wins Texas, Biden.
Well, it'll be a whole different world 24 hours from now when we see all of this. And hey, watch Bill O'Reilly live tonight. You know, even if you're not a subscriber, you can watch. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. Also, get the book, get the columns, BillO'Reilly.com. Go sign up there. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
Okay, Mark. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. You got a lot of good stuff up there. Hey, now remember, Biden has run for president 3 other times, 3 presidential campaigns. And this is when he was younger, before the dementia, when he could actually think clearly and speak clearly. Watch how he bungled up and messed up each campaign. We got that up on the webpage. Also, this is Bernie Sanders a few years ago. They asked him about waiting in bread lines for food. And he actually explains why it's good to wait in a bread line. We got that video up there. Also, this is beautiful stuff. It's amazingly restored film. You can actually take a walk through the streets of New York in 1911. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.